The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Betty, the most horrible, imaginable things happening to children. We're going to fight for girls and boys that are trafficked, and we can set them free from it. Love can set them free.
Because they are hurting so bad, they have no hope. But we can be that hope. We can offer hope for them. And that hope only comes from Jesus Christ and a place for them to feel safe. That thrills me that we can have a way to get them out and to show them what real love and hope in life is about.
Next on Life Today.
Okay, I need, you know, what do you do to tell people that, okay, I'm 80 years old, 62 years preaching, 61 years married to the most beautiful gift God could ever give a man, and our children and grandchildren a beautiful gift to us. Now, please listen to me. You're family to me. I've said many times I'd like to have the family in the family room and inspire the whole family of God to get God's arms around the world he gave his son to redeem, okay? But now listen to me. We're going to be talking about some of the most precious, desperate, abused, hurt people on this planet. Never in history have there been people damaged any more than precious children. So tragically, it can be corrected with love. But now listen to me. I need you to know that the same mess these trafficked girls are in, sexual trafficking, Betty, the most horrible, imaginable things happening to children. And we can set them free from it. Love can set them free. But what I need you to know, Betty, and we need the viewers to know it, we're going to fight for girls and boys that are trafficked. And because you do care, and you know why you care? Because we're doing kingdom work. We're doing God's kingdom work and God's kingdom will on God's planet for his glory. And everybody that has the mind of Christ and a heart to care says, we got to help them. That's kingdom impact. And I'm going to be talking to you a whole lot about kingdom impact, but now listen to me. I'm pleading with you to get this book that was written to keep you from being trafficked and trampled and brought into bondage and losing everything precious in freedom. Betty, have you prayed in many ways me to the point I'm at in my life right now?
Absolutely, absolutely. We want God's best. We want God's best for you. And what James is going to be sharing with you in the days to come is for you to get deep down in your heart and what God's purpose is for the rest of your life. It's very, very important.
I want you to see a letter that you've already gotten or you will get. Now, please, I don't have many people scold us for writing because, see, this is where I show you a kingdom impact where lives are being totally changed and where the overlooked are not being overlooked by God or you or us or the people with a heart to save and help people, missionaries. But I want you to really read carefully this letter. I'm gonna read part of it to you. But we are going to try right now to set some trafficked children free, and we have been doing it by the thousands for years effectively and giving them a whole new life, trying to do the same thing for you with the truth that's in this book that Jay Richards and I joined to write 12 years together, seeking to get God's arms around you so we as his family get his arms around the world. So get the book. Get every friend you've got to get it. But I want you to look in right now. And then I'm going to read you just a part of this letter. Don't turn away. When I tell you somebody's life and future depends upon it, in many ways, our future depends upon how much we care about those who are suffering and who are hurt. Watch. Watch prayerfully.
You know, the old lady, they feed the small girl for the help sick with the foreigner. They pay money a lot for they need for the steel virgin.
Human traffickers target innocent children who then become enslaved in a multi-billion-dollar a year industry called the sex slave trade.
A human trafficker came through here many months ago and promised this young lady's sister a better life, lured her away. They haven't heard from her. She's gone.
We're fighting for children that can't fight for themselves, children that would be otherwise used in the sex trade or be bought and sold like animals for monetary gain. It's not right.
It's kids just like these that right now they're begging, but they are also bait for predators. If we don't get them off the street, they will be the next trafficked victims.
And when these children become enslaved and don't comply, horrible things are done to them by the human traffickers.
When I was a child, I seen a lot of things random my eyes.
They are cages somewhere like that. They are keeping a child as an animal. Just tied the hand, both hand like that, and that customer will be have a sex with that child.
It is tragic what's happening to children, innocent children, and it's not right. Our hearts are burdened by all the children that are crying out for help today, this moment, that need intervention, that need help, that are waiting for someone to hear their cries. And we can only do it with your help.
I can't tell you what seeing those children, Betty, and knowing that we got a lot of children coming across our border right now, they're gonna be put there. And we got a lot of traffickers coming across, and we've opened the door to hell. We're gonna start closing these doors. But what about these girls, Betty? Do you realize that they're being trafficked oftentimes because of men that have watched so much pornography that they have to go for something perverse? They've got their minds so twisted. What goes on in your heart when you look, and you've been there, you've been in the midst of it for years in all areas of it. What goes on?
Well, you know, like you said, we've been doing this for years, and what a blessing it's been to reach out to these precious little ones, the innocent ones, that the enemy and the evil has so taken hold of their lives. They've taken their choice of freedom away from them to live a normal life. And James, it just breaks my heart still. It's nothing you get used to. I have had two daughters. We have granddaughters. I can't even imagine how my heart would be broken if they'd been stolen away like this and just so mistreated and abused. I know you must feel the same way.
Well, there's no question you do, because we've had a tremendous matching gift offered to us right now to match what you give. If you will help right now, what you give will be doubled. I have sent this letter. And I just want to read something. This is, you may have gotten it or you will get it, but it's asking for help for these precious, precious ones that are trapped. The mission workers took our team to where the prisoners in a dark, dirty 5x7 room with a bed and a floor and a single light hang on the ceiling. This is where they eat, sleep, and conduct business, forced sex with strangers. Tragically, this is where these women that have been trapped spend the rest of their life. Imagine leaving, being told that you'll be taken where you can get training for a job, and you're actually sold sometimes by a relative, and they take you into this sexual slavery. Listen to what a girl said. We'll call her Sean and just refer to her. She said her uncle brought her and sold her into this slave. Instead of being taken to where she'd get a job, she was kept in a cage and having men sent inside to have sex with her while other men guarded the door. Sometimes, because of her young age, she had to hide with other girls even younger than herself in the attic to avoid the authorities. And then as soon as the police left, they were ordered to crawl out and then become on display again to be sexually abused. Now, here's the thing I want you to understand. We, as the members of the body of Christ, as caring people who understand the importance of faith, family, and freedom, I'm asking you right now to love perfectly. We've got a matching gift because people say, we want to help you do that. Everything you do, $128 will rescue one. That's $128 for the year. Now, think about what I'm saying. Think what I'm saying. $128 will rescue one. Now, if you make that gift, you're going to rescue two. And I always ask you, multiply what you can do. 1,280 will rescue 10. No, now it's 20. Is there any way, could you even make a gift that just sounds beyond imagination to some people, but to these girls, it's life. It's open prison doors. Do you know what we do? We rescue many of them before the predators get them, and we start training them because we love them. We get the ones that we get freed, and we begin to train them in one of the life centers. And then we teach them how to make a living. And many of them are leaders now in their own nations and their own communities. Some of them are being elected to office. Some of them are teachers and professors that you save their lives out of trafficking. Would you right now? Would you go get your bank card and make it a life card? And would you rescue one, now two, 10, now 20? Would you make the greatest gift can possibly be made, a gift of love to set these precious, precious ones free? Please do it. We're going to send you the book, Fight the Good Fight. This is for you. But would you do something for these who've been trafficked? Would you help set them free? Get your bank card, use it like a check. Make the very best gift you can, knowing it's going to be doubled.
This is a prison, not a real prison run by a government and police officers, but it is a prison nonetheless. Room after room contains not much more than a bed. Depraved visitors to these types of prisons pour millions of dollars into human trafficking worldwide. The prisoners are scared young girls held captive by violent slave traders. But the prisoners that live here did nothing wrong. They have broken no laws. The girl in cell 4D is innocent. Jesus told us that the captives will be released and the oppressed will be set free. The mission of Rescue Life is to be the hands and feet of Jesus, so together we can rescue enslaved girls around the world.
I want you to go back to that girl saying she has no hope. Honey, I wish I could just take your face and tell you Jesus is all our hope. And Jesus is in people who are reaching out to you right now to set you free. And Jesus is in my heart and in my wife's heart. And that's why we've come and we've gone all over the areas where you were trapped and taken. And we've built beautiful, beautiful homes for the trafficked to learn and grow and have a whole new life. But you see, the way that we're able to do that is because you look and you see a broken heart, a broken life, and you know the healer is Jesus, but we are his hands. We're the ones that enable the water of life to flow freely and the love of God to be expressed freely. And for God, through his people, to lift people up out of any pit, out of any prison, set them free. Would you, though, right now say, I can rescue one. $128 will rescue one of those children, one of those ladies, one of those girls, and it'll be doubled. It'll rescue two. And I always say, could you rescue 10? Could you give $1,280? But now it'll be 20, 20, 20 set free. Whatever you can do, God. I'm so sorry men can be so trapped by their own appetites that they can do these vile things and that people will sell these precious ones. God, break the curse on them. Break the grip on them. Set them all free. God, use us to set as many of those who are trafficked free as possible. What can you do? We are the answer to their heart cry. We, as a child of God, the King, doing kingdom work, making a kingdom impact to open prison doors, to give life and hope to those who think it's hopeless. Would you right now go,
amen,
get your checkbook, make the biggest check you can, get your bank card, use it like a check. Go get it. I pray you go, you say, God, I want to make the greatest gift I've ever made because I'm given the gift of freedom and the gift of life, and get excited about it. And then dial that number where people call for prayer. But you call to say, I want to be the answer to somebody's prayer. Or you go online and make the gift, please. Surely you hear the cry. Surely you see the need. And there is an answer. You're the miracle. You're the hope. You provide the only hope. Please do it now. Don't wait. And be sure and request, fight the good fight, because it's the only fight that sets us free all over the world. Please put God's arms around these desperate, desperate, needy ones. Please do it.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the brand new book from James Robison and Jay Richards, Fight the Good Fight. This book will open your eyes to what's at stake and the unwavering truth that God isn't finished with our nation. It's time to fight the good fight and return to unshakable biblical principles. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the NIV Large Print Thin Line Bible. This easy-to-carry, easy-to-read NIV Bible with comfort print allows you to take in more of God's Word each time you open your Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery, and it's broken up into two categories. One, labor trafficking, forced labor, and the other is sex trafficking. Best estimates are that there are 50 million people trapped in human trafficking, and 5 million of those are in sex trafficking. It's a $150 billion industry. I would not be in this work if I wasn't seeing lives transformed. That causes us to keep pressing forward. We have this built-in hope and redemption that we're seeing as we meet new girls that have been rescued, and God is still a rescuing, redeeming God, and we continue to move forward trusting that He will restore lives. Our team is great at building the case that will allow us to get warrants to shut down brothels and to rescue girls. That this is a thinking person's game. How do we outsmart someone who is operating in the dark corners of the world? How do we find out who is doing what, when, where, and how? And we are seeing success that we couldn't ask or imagine. So much success that the second thing we do, we provide restoration care. Our restoration home is overflowing. This is a problem, and guess what? It is a great problem to have. This is something where God is answering our prayers to rescue victims of trafficking. And the third thing we do is that we go upstream to the communities, source communities of trafficking where these girls are coming from. And we work in schools and churches and outreach programs to at-risk male youth, believing that heart transformation is really the only long-term solution. We're really fighting a true evil. And we're seeing in the midst of that, God transforming lives. And all this is only possible because of partners like Life Outreach International. And with your help, we're gonna keep going on this good fight.
You know, you're hearing the heart of someone full of the love of God who's been willing to plant their life in the midst of pain for one reason: hope, life, love, freedom. They've been sent by God, placed there by God, heartbroken by God, but unable to do much without you. It's like this hand cannot work without this part of the body. Connected to this part and the whole body, submitted to the one head, that hand can then do the will of God. You are the connection to those on-hands people who are lifting people up out of the pit of hopelessness and despair. And I mean giving them life and freedom. Betty, we've seen them where they were bought, sometimes $50, $100, and told they were going to be taken to have a great training and a great job. And they never saw their family again. And then, Betty, we've seen them in those brothels. We've seen them paraded out on the street, half naked, trying to attract men who've flown over in 747s, one after the other, all day, from all over the world, many from here in the United States, to have sex with these precious ones. And then, Betty, we've seen them set free.
Yes.
And we've built the homes for them. And you can hear them singing. We used to show their faces. We can't now because they're trying to capture them when they see them and take them out of those places if they see them in public. So we only let you see them from behind. But, Betty, we've seen them set free.
We have.
We've seen what love does.
We have. And, you know, as we watched earlier, that little girl saying there was no hope, and she was weeping. I wept with her, and I hope you did too. I hope your heart was touched because they are hurting so bad. They have no hope, but we can be that hope. We can offer hope for them, and that hope only comes from Jesus Christ and a place for them to feel safe. That thrills me that we can have a way to get them out and to show them what real love and hope and life is about. So I hope you'll continue, if you have already, joining with us. If it's your first time, you're going to be blessed from giving and offering hope.
Well, you sent us over there to find the missionaries that moved in. The people that we've helped, many of them have planted their life there, and they've been there 20 years, 25 years. They're never leaving. They left a luxurious life here to move into that hell on earth to bring the kingdom of heaven to those people, and it's working. But it wouldn't without you. God sent them, but you enable them to accomplish what they were sent to do. So would you right now, would you write the greatest check you can possibly write, knowing it'll be doubled? Would you please, if you give $128, it normally rescues one, now it's two, because some of our friends are going to match what you give. Please, go get your bank card and use it like a check. Dial that number or go online. And remember, please ask for Fight the Good Fight, because that was written by love from two men, me and Jay Richards, over a 12-year process to try to show you the principles that can be put in place to set us free again and keep us free. Please help rescue these precious ones. Make that gift, because you're giving the greatest possible gift, freedom and life. Thank you.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to warn children who are at risk for sex trafficking, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives and give them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help rescue one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking, and a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you the brand new book from James Robison and Jay Richards, Fight the Good Fight. This book will open your eyes to what's at stake and the unwavering truth that God isn't finished with our nation. It's time to fight the good fight and return to unshakable biblical principles. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the NIV Large Print Thin Line Bible. This easy-to-carry, easy-to-read NIV Bible with comfort print allows you to take in more of God's Word each time you open your Bible. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help save 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Human trafficking affects every country in the world. And in big cities like this, around major train stations and adult entertainment areas, runaway teenagers gather trying to escape their abusive family environments, just longing for a community that will love and accept them. Traffickers target these children and offer them food and shelter in exchange for sex. And for a child that is desperate and vulnerable, this might seem like the only way out. These children are part of almost 50 million men, women, and children around the world living in conditions of modern-day slavery. But to Jesus, they are not a number. He knows every single one of them by name, and he has a plan and a purpose for their lives. And that is why Zoe, together with our partners at Life Outreach International, work to end child trafficking through prevention, rescue, and restoration. Because of your support, we are able to work with local authorities to rescue children from some of the most horrific situations imaginable and to offer them hope and a future. But there are still more than 10 million children that need to be rescued. And that is why we need your continued prayers and support, because you empower us to be a voice for the voiceless and to be able to continue our work to reach every person and rescue every child.
Your mother, that you give your life to your father, the one who helped you see.
Well, this is the last day now for you to help us with this particular emphasis. I've asked you to set people free. We've asked you to give them food and water. We've asked you to put God's arms around so many who suffer. This is my attempt, Jay Richards' attempt, our family, our wives' attempt, and everybody that's close to us, to literally get God's arms around you so you put his arms around the rest of your nation, and we restore the principles of freedom by fighting the good fight against evil. Let's set these captives free, and then let's reestablish freedom's foundation for the sake of everyone God loves so much and gave his son to provide freedom for. Please do it. Spread the word. Make a kingdom impact.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.